This is Fresh Air. Before Patti Smith was a rock star, she was an avant-garde poet in New York who gave readings accompanied by electric guitar. It's been almost a decade since her last album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of her long-awaited new one called Dream of Life.
Speak to me.
Now there's a voice we haven't heard in a while, in nearly a decade, in fact. Patti Smith, one of the most complicated and ambivalent rock stars ever, has returned with an album that accounts, to a certain extent, for her long silence. Dream of Life is full of that distinctive stuff we might call Patti poetry. Lyrical non sequiturs, extravagant emotions, symbolism gone surreal.
Where there were deserts, I saw fountains like cream, the waters rise, and we stroll.
That's the first single from Dream of Life called People Have the Power. It's a surging, upbeat song that combines Smith's utopian optimism with her sense of populist radicalism. As such, the song harks back to her earliest impulses as a performer. She came to prominence in the 70s, first as a published poet and then as a singer of poems placed in a rock context. But Patti Smith has always had the air of a hippie, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way either. As a working-class bohemian, Smith's hippie style is rooted in a tough-minded, streetwise intelligence. She talked on and on about being influenced by the French poets Rimbaud and Verlaine as much as by Jimi Hendrix, but in some ways she was America's answer to John Lennon, a cynical rocker who despised sentimentality while indulging a fondness for the most romantic sort of avant-garde art.
United children, shine.
By the end of the 70s, Patti Smith had attracted a sizable cult following and scored one top 10 hit, a florid interpretation of Bruce Springsteen's Because the Night. Then she married a musician named Fred Sonic Smith, who is most famous as a member of the MC5, a politically minded hard rock band from the 60s. She moved to Detroit with Smith, and they had two children. The role of mother would seem to be an intriguing one for Patti Smith, who has always portrayed herself as a dreamy street urchin. But anyone sifting through the lyrics of Dream of Life for clues to Smith's reaction to parenthood is bound to be disappointed. The closest she comes to this is The Jackson Song, a lullaby written for her son, Jackson.
And in your troubles you will see warrior wings, remember daddy. If a mama bird you see folding her wings.
I'm afraid that much of the rest of Dream of Life is as mawkish as that very sincere song. Smith's singing on this record is very good. She's obviously become a much more polished vocalist during her absence from the recording scene. But technical accomplishment doesn't count for much in rock and roll, and the truth is that with her pretty singing and pretty melodies, she's also become something of a bore whose songs natter on aimlessly. Smith was always capable of going on for too long, but her earlier sprawling compositions, such as Radio Ethiopia, at least posed a legitimate challenge to her audience. Those songs implied that if you liked her image and her voice, you also had to grapple with her frequently garbled but always provocative ideas. On Dream of Life, however, all of Patti Smith's ideas are used up after People Have the Power. The rest is just nice music.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Summer's rising on the
This is Fresh Air.